Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
So at the front we've got Selwyn, followed by Robinson, followed by Homerton, followed by St Edmunds. And Selwyn are pulling away very quickly. They're doing incredibly well. And we are followed, as I said, by Robinson. Selwyn, in fact, making quite a bit of ground, into the lead, rather, pulling away very nicely. Next, as I said, we've got Robinson, also a very smooth start there. And followed by them, we've got Homerton, who are also pulling away. It's a rather common thing. We're not having too many boats getting too close to each other just yet. We've still got a fairly even course going on. Just had St Edmunds go past. And coming now is Trinity Hall's M1. And just looking down the river, we've got LMBC M2. And we've also got then Keys M2. Now, Keys M2 have veered slightly off to the side of the course, so we'll see what's on there. They've not making too much ground on the boat in front of them. And then we've got Jesus. Jesus going quite slowly at the moment, to be fair. They're just starting to pick up a bit of speed now. And followed by that, we've got a bump, it looks like. It looks as if Downing M2 have been bumped by Hughes Hall M1. That's as far as I can go. Yes, they're being taken to the side now. That is a bump. To Beth.
Yes, so here at Grassy, we've just had Selwyn firing passes on all cylinders. They're pulling away very nicely. But Robinson aren't making it easy. Robinson are fighting very hard, both taking a very, very tight line through Grassy. They are going to... Robinson are definitely looking to bump. We will see whether that happens later on. Homerton looking strong, and behind them, St Edmunds Trinity Hall, still all about on station. Everyone's looking very, very fast and very strong, but all quite close, really. Nothing else looking like there's going to be a bump anytime soon. Again, honestly, everyone just looking really, really strong. I can see down to Jesus. They're all coming through, looking nice. The only thing I can say is I think Robinson just about have it in them to catch up with Selwyn going into Ditton, which they are almost doing up there. Behind them, Keys and Jesus. Jesus not really gaining on Keys. Keys not really gaining on LMBC. I think the bump between Downing and Keys Hall, though, is probably a mark a bit further down the division. There's just some more bumps, Juan.
Yes. Well, I could just inform you that there has also been another bump further down the river. I believe that Christ M2 has been bumped by Darwin M1, I believe. That should be the case. And we just had the last boat go past there. That was Pembroke M2, which are, of course, the sandwich boats. So back to Beth.
Okay, so Juan, can you figure out what's happened to first and third Wolves and Queens, Sydney and Colton?
I'm trying to figure that out myself. I can't actually see any of those boats. I can tell you that the boats down here are Wolston M1. We've also got Downing M2 on the side. And we've also, as I said, we've got Christ, Darwin. And we've also got Hughes Hall M1 down here. So that's all I've got.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
First and third, so I'll pass back to you.
Cool. Lovely, thank you. So all the boats have gone past me now, all the racing boats. So, Doug, what can you see further up round Ditton?
Well, just past me, Selwyn and Robinson have just passed me. Robinson is still sticking with Selwyn. There's a fair gap between Robinson and Homerton, but St Edmunds are right on their tail. They're quarter of a boat length. They're steaming ahead. They're right on them. I've got a feeling that St Edmunds are going to bump Homerton very soon, and right after them, Trinity Hall again, just steady, and after them, Lady Margaret. And it's all... The only obvious bump I can see at the moment is St Edmunds bumping Homerton. And I can see again Keys, there's not a lot of bumps going on.
Okay, thank you, Doug. Back at Grassy, there has been a little bit more action further down the field, as all the boats have now come past me, but Corpus took an incredibly wide line into Grafton compared to Sydney's very tight line. So it looks like there's going to be a bit of scrappy rowing going in to Ditton and out to the long reach. I think that Sydney were catching up on Queens. Corpus were sort of catching up on Sydney, and they are looking closer and closer together as they go off into the distance. But so far, we can only confirm two bumps between Keithall and Downing and Darwin and Christ. Doug, I think it's down to you. What can you see? What can we figure out has happened further up the river?
Some of Robinson have gone out of my field of view. It didn't look like they were that close to bumping. Like I said, St Edmunds is still right on Homerton as far as I can see. But I think they've kind of reached a point where they're not going to pull ahead anymore. Like I said, we'll have to see. They've just finished the long reach and they're nearly out of my view. And then we've got Lady Margaret, Keys and Jesus. And they're all just staying rather close to each other. It's hard to tell if anything's going to bump, and it doesn't look like it will.
Yes, I just want to clarify something. I've just seen first and third M2, and what's happened is that I, as you were saying before, first and third M2 were involved further up the river. They are not racing down. That is because they bumped on Darwin. So I think what's happened is that Darwin bumped into Christ, and the first and third have bumped Darwin. I don't know if that's possible, but what I can say is that first and third have bumped, so as they are now wearing foliage.
Okay, the best. Okay, yes, I've just had first and third. I've just had first and third come past me without foliage, so I'm not quite sure what's happened there. We will clarify exactly what's gone on further down. Downing also now rowing past me, also without foliage, because they definitely got bumped. I mean, commiserations to them. So my speculation would be that Christ, Darwin and Fats are all involved in a three-way bump, but it's been awarded to Christ and Darwin over first and third.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Coming up now, we have the confirmed results from the M2 race. Yeah, my brain has gone completely submerged. Hello, Doug.
Hello.
Brilliant. So, run us through.
Yeah, so it was more interesting than we thought when we were commentating. A lot of the bumps happened very late on, past where we were standing. Bowen won and Robinson won, both rode over. There was the St Edmunds did bump Homerton, so St Edmunds won, bumping Homerton won, and that was very, very close to the finish line. I saw them when I was cycling to check the results. Prince Hall won, Lady Margaret 2, Keys 2, and Jesus 2 all rode over, so a lot of rowing over there. Then Downing 2 bumped by Hughes Hall 1, and Christ 2 bumped by Darwin 1. And also, first and thirds 2 bumped by Wolfson 1. Queens rode over, Sydney Sussex 1 bumped by Corpus Christi 1, and Pembroke M2, they rode over. So a lot more bumps than we actually saw happen, so it was quite an interesting race.